Hello, and welcome to Polar Bears with Daddy Issues, your lost audio commentary.
But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming.
All we wanna do is eat your brain.
Well, hello. This week we got Season 4, Episode 7, Ji Young. Is that how you pronounce that?
Possibly, yes.
We're going for it. Ji Young. One note about spoilers, our normal policy is to spoil this episode and no future episodes. So this episode has some really good ones, so stop now if you haven't seen it yet, and go watch it without us.
Waiting. And then come back and watch it with us.
Waiting. Okay, everybody's gone. Oh my god, Jin dies. Wow.
Holy crap.
Alright, starting this beast in 3, 2, 1.
Whenever somebody says you gotta trust me on Lost, I trust them. It's never...
That's always a very good decision. Well, we should introduce ourselves, by the way. I'm Ryan.
Oh, and I'm Dustin.
And you might occasionally hear comments from Jesse.
I'm Jesse.
And together we are Polar Bears with Daddy Issues.
It's just never there for me when I was a kid, you know?
It's true.
And development... Why test on humans when you can test on babies?
Man, I love it when Sun gets abused too much.
Oh yeah, I was actually gonna note that not only does she get she's a really good actress, she gets super Asian when she's pissed.
Yeah,
like normally she does very good English, but when she gets pissed off, you know,
kind of slips into it. Also, she's very hot.
Well, yeah, that kind of goes without saying. I mean, and above all, like, I love pretty much every Koreans episode they've ever done.
Yeah.
I love the characters, I love the backstory, I love Sun.
They've done a very good job with the Koreans.
You hey, look, it's... with Jin.
That is true, and Jin is, being a jackass.
Ryan, we should note that Ryan is actually a code name. He used to be a hitman for a powerful automotive giant, but...
This is true.
What's in the bag, alcoholic pilot?
You ready? Help me out.
Oh, did we miss him saying his name?
Don't be late, Frank.
His name sounds like penis. I was going to make a joke about that.
Oh, tank top? Make it anyway.
What are we going to say about my penis? See, without context, it just doesn't work.
I can rewind.
Owned. Do we know what book that is? Is that significant? Maybe perhaps it's a reference.
Oh, I knew the book, but if it was significance, I think if it was significant, I'd probably still remember it.
Oh, I love the realism here. The MS Word printed sign on the door there. Any place of business anywhere. That's how official memos are put up.
The only way it could be more realistic if there was an unnecessary apostrophe or something.
Oh, yeah. Lots of exclamation points and spelling errors, always all caps.
We thought you were our friend.
Well, you see, we know this guy Ben, right? And, never mind. You wouldn't understand. Saeed was expecting foie gras.
Man, they had better food on the island.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I got too used to that Dharma Chablis.
Dharma Initiative took care of the others.
And Koreans. Jin's always fetching stuff. He's a nice guy like that. He's getting wood, catching fish.
They're the good guys.
Well, yeah.
Well, you see, the island has magical properties.
Hot.
Jin's so good at keeping a straight face.
Whoa, busting out the English.
Busting out the English.
That being said, I really like the way that Jin says baby.
I also like the new way that they have to dramatize anything Jin says. He says it in English, it's really important.
Maybe he has a better grasp of the language than we actually know, and he realizes how dramatic it is when he speaks in English.
And now we learn that Ji-yeon is the name of future baby Sun and Jin.
Do we know what that means? How's your Korean these days?
Oh, it's shabby. I mean, you know, there was that that weekend back in 74, but I lost most of that. And most of them were swear words anyway.
Oh, that's always useful in any language.
That's what people who don't know Americans don't understand, is that the words we learn in every language are the swear words.
There's actually a hockey player whose name I would be hard-pressed to remember, who, as a junior international hockey champion, learned how to say fuck you in about 37 languages.
And here we have the American condition. By the way, for those of you watching at home, if someone calls you a pinche fill-in-the-blank, they don't like you so much.
You missed the TV. Nikki and Paolo.
Oh, okay, yeah, Nikki and Paolo are on the TV just there. Flashback to the episode Exposé.
Oh, when Nikki was stripperella?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, and here, oh, there's something wrong with Sun. Could it be, maybe this is some sort of flash-forward? Is she having the baby?
No, she already died on the island, and now her future self is having another baby.
See, now here, when I originally watched the episode, is where I was thinking this was kind of a lame bit of drama, because they're not going to kill the baby, right? The episode is named after the baby. They're not going to kill the baby.
How would you know that at the beginning? I mean, it doesn't say, like, Lost, this episode in quotation marks, Ji-yeon, like they do on Walker, Texas Ranger.
Well,
you have to look it up afterwards.
Well, in this case, I looked it up beforehand. Because, you know, I was interested to know who the flashback was about.
Uh-huh. Cheater.
Jin is, of course, looking dapper. Man knows how to buy a suit.
And have it tailored.
Watch for the DS.
I looked for it. Jesse's referring to the fact that apparently the big production mistake is you can spot a Nintendo DS and a PSP in this scene. I was unable to spot it. Because we're back in, like, 96 or whatever.
Oh.
Pandaio! That's my favorite part of subtitled TV. You get to learn the words that are the same.
If I'm ever in Korea and need to find a polar bear steak, or panda bear steak, I guess, I just have to learn the word for steak. So what's the exchange rate, or is that just a really genuinely expensive panda?
It's like Monopoly money.
Okay.
It's like, it doesn't really have real value. It's kind of like the lira. Oh, except there aren't any lira anymore.
Someday the lira will rise again. Kind of curious there with what the formal title that she's calling him is, because the subtitle says Jin, but there's three syllables there.
Why don't you go look that up afterwards, Dustin? That sounds fascinating.
It does.
Why would she do that? I guess she didn't want to have to explain why she was on her way to a poison gas station.
Oh, shit.
Juliet
told
Japheth at the power station.
Well, everybody's like that. I mean, when you're 16 years old and sneaking out of the house at night, you don't want to have to explain to your parents why you are going to a poison gas factory. That's just natural.
Yeah, it's true. Previously on Lost.
Was Faraday, like, picking ticks off of his pack there? His lifelong grooming partner?
Faraday's not intelligent. He's just a coke addict.
Tomato, tomato.
Man, we might need to find a better name than Captain Asperger's. Good morning, Desmond. This is the second, wake up shot we've got so far this episode, by the way.
Hey, brother. How are them lima beans coming?
I thought this scene was just a little bit homoerotic.
It's okay with
why?
Me.
Oh, a can of beans.
Nothing's more. Hanging around, you know, and He's all like, good morning.
Yeah, but they are wearing shirts.
Hey, you guys get Claire and gratuitous ass shots. I get a little homoeroticism with Saeed and Desmond.
And last episode, the only gratuitous ass shot was Locke.
That's okay with me, too.
3 days ago, when I was in Locke's camp, Ben came here to spy on this woman.
Previously on Lost.
What could it be?
Think maybe someone wrote it said, it's a robot! Oh, wait, no, they just didn't want us to know their handwriting.
Or it's Walt. Ooh!
Ooh!
Walt was a robot?
No, it looks like a child's
handwriting. Captain Asper is trying to figure out how to put the battery in the remote.
You always get them backwards.
I know, it sucks. Especially when you have to, like, drop them in and there's the plus, but you don't know if the plus goes down or up.
You think he would have taken his tie off by now.
He's a very formal guy.
Congratulations.
I love the feigned sympathy there. Like, oh, you're having a child.
A simple question. Are you or are you not going to rescue us?
Well, I don't know. The grammatical structure on that question made it not quite so simple. She could have made it simpler.
I must call this.
Not! Oh, son's getting badass now.
I like how Jack had to think about it. Am I gonna get him his cereal? Am I?
I understand you're better than I speak.
In the pants.
Has son been teaching you?
What is this, the fortune cookie game?
Son teaching me.
In the pants.
Soya too.
In the pants.
Son.
In the pants. There it is.
Payoff.
Oh, don't worry. I had that one planned out. I love how Jack is so easy to fool. Son's just like, we're having a wonderful day, Jack. We didn't just learn something really bad. We're not going to run away to Locke's camp.
And Jack is either, like, really doe-eyed or he's kind of squinting, like, I'm pretending to understand, but I really have no idea. I said not to ask any questions. Tent?
Tent. Panda, tent. We're getting close to a sentence here.
In the panda tent.
If I ever teach a Korean class, it's going to be the first sentence everyone learns. Sun and Jin are in the panda tent.
You have to know how to say Jin's weird name, though.
Followed closely by, do you own a brown suit? That's my favorite language instruction, because you have to know, when you're stranded in Mexico, you gotta know, do you own a brown suit?
You could have just asked. You're right, I should.
Bam! Back of the head! Oh, nah, nope. I was waiting for it.
Sorry?
The last bottle I gave you, there should be 20 left. Can you find your trip?
You're not my mom!
Please, just give me
She's that. Abusing prenatal vitamins.
Scientologist would be proud.
Son's popping the pills.
We're going to Lost Camp. Why? Because I don't trust these people. Whether you trust them or not, you can't go there. Locke doesn't want to leave the island. I told you. Stop pregnant women. They don't survive here. Yes, you did tell me that.
Oh, burn!
Zing.
Truthful about certain things since coming here, but I promise.
Understatement of
seriously,
at least the show so far.
They locked the door and tried to kill us. Well, can you really reference Weird Al? It seems like a kind of a cultural dead end there.
Well, people that get it will love the joke, and people that don't get it will be like, "It's Weird Al assholes."
Yeah, that's true. Of son's new honesty.
Hormones.
Yeah.
I think she's
makes her spunky. What, she's trying to sleep with Claire? I hope she's...
Oh, we got Oceanic 6 here. That means we've learned that, I think we know about 5 of them now. who are part of this Oceanic Six.
See, and they teased you for a while. It's like, oh, Jin and Sun, Oceanic Six, and then, nope, there's only five so far.
But it might be Aaron might be part of that.
I don't know, he didn't really... I think you're opening up a whole political argument there with...
Well, that would be if we were discussing Jin.
We got whiskey, we got tequila. What do you want?
You know what? I'm not a big, you know, realism stickler in these type of shows, but I highly doubt that the doctor would turn to the nurse and say, give her, quote-unquote, something for the pain. You don't think he would be more specific, maybe, about which drug to offer?
Well, that's the thing. East Asian cultures have a lot more respect. They're a lot more deferent to each other. And so for the doctor to say, give her X milligrams, whatever, would be seen as very confrontational and disrespectful.
No, you don't understand. This is the wrong medicine.
Where's Jin?
He's buying a panda. Didn't you see?
Oh, and here he is. See, Lost doesn't really do this a whole lot, right? They don't really play the straight up like, yep, gotcha. But not twice this season. First with the flash. Well, I guess that was the season
I guess
finale.
That should have been the dead giveaway. Look at that phone actually survived that. That would never happen today.
It seems pretty effective for Lost. About once a season. I mean, they've got their cliffhangers right, but about once a season, they pretty much give you the big old F you.
Wait,
and,
we should rewind that and find out how to say bastard in Korean.
You think there's going to be another panda left, Dustin?
Oh, no. Pandas are very rare. I don't know if you know this. They're actually endangered.
It's all that habitat destruction. Taking away our little corner toy stores.
That's a job for the genetic engineers. How to intersplice bamboo with Viagra. Might solve some of the problems.
Oh, there's the big clue, by the way, about how this is a flashback, is the Year of the Dragon. The last one of those was like 2000.
Because I'm really up on my Chinese zodiac. I would have picked that up.
You know, some people are. Even people who, you know, don't celebrate it.
Not even up on...
Yeah, that was where I'm going with that. Some whiteys do know the difference between Year of the Dragon and Year of the whatever.
Well, I don't even know our own zodiac.
I love Kate's little map.
You are here.
In between you and this big thicket of jungle, there's a river.
I told myself that he wouldn't understand. And over here's the Starbucks.
I also like how Kate's actually honest about the fact he's gonna snitch on him now. Instead of saying, yeah, I'll keep you secret! Now she's just like, eh, let's face it, I'm gonna tell Jack. I'm still trying to get in his pants.
This is a bad idea. What concern is it of yours? Do you understand your wife's medical condition right now? Translate.
What's Korean for Blondie is a bitch?
Sick. If she doesn't get off this island in 3 weeks, she will die. If you let her go, your wife is in danger.
Oh, I also love the decision of, we don't really need to translate that.
Yeah, and I like
he understands more than he can speak.
No, I'm talking about Sun's thing, where it's just like, eh, a little Korean. Yeah, you can figure it out.
Is this like, isn't this the ultimate moment where of tell the truth for absolutely no reason?
Jin, your wife had an affair.
Yep, yeah, it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Who catered?
Oh, God.
Padooch.
Lots of good reaction shots in this
comes,
scene.
Here it comes. Wind up.
Bam!
She takes a hit pretty well.
Yeah, that was some quality fight choreography there.
Well, Sun weighs, what, like 85 pounds? Even 4 weeks pregnant?
I bet Ben beat her.
All right, now answer me a question here. We're going to come up a few shots of Jin holding back tears. It looked to me... like he was attempting not to sneeze. Just watch him close.
It's basically the same emotion.
Look at him. He's all squinty and stuff.
How can you tell?
Oh, yeah, that out of context might sound a little bit racist, wouldn't it?
We get shut down next week after 2 episodes.
Yeah, here come the internet police. Just need a tissue.
Look, I had a nosebleed, and some of it's still up there, and
I'm comic relief.
Wait, I stepped into an awkward situation. Son, did you want to sleep with Bernard, too? Who haven't you slept with? I'm sure that's a shorter list.
Bring beer. This boy time. I don't do a very good Korean.
I used to, but I fell out of practice. At least they're not dangling their feet in the water. That would be the ultimate homoerotic thing of this episode.
Mary?
Ned.
Yeah, well, no, not
to your
trouble. No.
Ha 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 ha. Wow, Bernard understands English worse than Jen.
And then you get him back in the kitchen, eh? my life is a lie.
Why do you think I married Aunt Jemima?
Oh, by the way, Rose has cancer. Doesn't everybody know that by now? I thought that was kind of common knowledge by now.
Well, it is among the characters that died, but...
Oh, I see.
But for new viewers who may not be aware of her previous condition...
I was sure that she wanted to go blind. Why would she want to leave the island and risk getting sick again?
Oh, it's cheaper than a divorce.
Then why do you stay rejected? Because it was the right thing to do.
I'm sorry, I'm making fun of the good guys. I should stop.
He's a murderer.
Oh, like Jack isn't?
Yeah, there's plenty of killing stuff going around.
Yeah, but Jack's a mercy killer.
And let's face it, I mean, Locke... He killed Ratface. I mean, you know.
With a tomahawk to the head.
Yeah, and it couldn't have been cooler. Tomahawk to the head.
You were totally immune from criticism.
Oh, we just missed something important. See, you missed the fact that Bernard just explained the concept of karma the exact same way My Name is Earl does.
They air on the set. No, they don't.
Yeah, see? Oh, I mean, it's Carson Daly right there.
Well, NBC viewers, or ABC viewers who have not watched My Name is Earl might be, you know, in the dark still about karma.
Just fix the bloody house, that sound is not mechanical. What do you think somebody's doing that?
I buried a heart under the floorboards. Now it tortures me.
Enter cranky bald guy. Look at him, he's all cranky and bald.
That might have been one of the least sincere thank yous that I've heard in a while.
That's true. So here we get to meet the captain coming up soon.
I really wish he had had a peg leg.
Yeah, the captain was anticlimactic. What kind of
brains.
Oh, it's Marley. On a boat.
I was a one-time character. Bye-bye.
Now she had a splash on the entry there. The judges are going to mark her down for that.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my god, there's so much Scottish in this scene.
Oh, hooded character. Who was the hooded character?
He was... You couldn't quite see him, but...
Probably the Notary Public, because every ship needs one.
Yeah, it's true.
Could it be Ben's spy?
It's quite possible. Why we all Ben's know that spies wear hoods.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's inconspicuous.
It's true. Also, why they wear cloaks and carry daggers.
I mean, before my knee blew out in CIA training camp, that was the first thing they taught us.
Yeah. And the captain totally screams we wanted Daniel Craig, but at least we got this guy.
It's the law of the sea. It's rough.
I'm a hard, calculating captain.
Who don't take no crap off of nobody.
But I also wear women's underwear.
What might best be described as a heightened case of cabin fever.
Or the batshit crazies.
I think it's got something to do with the close proximity of the island. Why don't you turn around?
What does that even mean?
It means that the island is close, and these people's behavior can be explained by the closeness or proximity to the island.
We also need more references to the sickness or something. I don't know.
Get up, you mother.
We actually had some theories about this earlier that we think, we hope anyway, that Michael is somehow causing people to go batshit crazy. Because that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Slipping LSD into the water supply.
Something like that. I just think it'd be a cool story arc.
It's a lie detector.
It's an e-meter, isn't it, stupid friggin' Scientologists?
It's time for your audit!
Wait, that box is not black.
You see, it's a common misconception.
Why don't they just make the whole plane out of that stuff?
It's a valid question, one of the paradoxes of the universe.
It took a considerable amount of Mr. Whitmore's resources to procure it. It was found at the wreckage of the plane, along with all 324 dead passengers.
I'm just going to shut up for this question coming up, because it's a valid question.
That's the complete story, as you are well aware, Mr. Whitmore, that you're standing, breathing. The wreckage.
Yeah, I don't think
obviously.
I think the question you're waiting for was coming up. Your dramatic silence turned into a...
I just look like an ass.
Dead air, so to speak.
But it's not actually dead, as evidenced by the fact that...
There's a television show going on?
There we go.
Hobos! High five!
No, that was actually on Lostpedia. A valid theory was
Ben found some hobos.
I can't believe
was the Lostpedia of the week right there.
Let's see, that would be Stew Builder Dennis all the way to the damn Swede. For those of you that know your John Hodgman.
Oh, okay, this is an important point. The first time I watched this through, I made some notes, and they were connected with times. And so I was timing the episode, and it takes...
But you don't have a stopwatch, do you?
No, it takes exactly 15 minutes in this episode for Sun to go from not trusting Julie at all to trusting her completely.
Well, it's not real time. Other events have transpired. Jen caught a fish.
This is true.
And in my experience, it never takes fewer than, like, 8 hours to catch a fish.
But you've never done it with spears.
They weren't fishing with spears. They had a...
It seemed as though he was carrying spears out there. Then they turned into fishing rods when they got there. Maybe it's just I don't know the difference.
The convertible spear, perfect for all seasons.
Hey, I wonder if the baby's going to make it okay. That's such dramatic tension.
Oh, right, because she's going to have a baby.
Actually, I like that about this show, that... Hey, the dramatic tension's way over here. Hey, look at this. This is going to be the big question of this episode. No, it's not!
Oh, smirk.
Yeah.
This brings up one of my pet peeves with television, just generally. I'm not a big, proponent of censorship, but there should never be another birthing scene allowed on any television show ever again.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
Childbirth is... It's part of life, but so is crapping after you die. They don't show that on television.
That between last week's countdown to the chemical explosion and this week's baby scene, Lost is running out of cliches to pull out of the hat here.
See, those noises!
I can just imagine the director calling cut after this scene and Sun looking at the director and saying, what's my motivation here? Enter crying pooping prop number two.
Oh, Aaron's becoming more.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Now Aaron's officially moved up to MacGuffin status.
I don't catch that one.
It's an old joke.
Look it up.
Yeah, look that one up. Essentially, it means something that's it's sought after, but we don't really care what it is. See the briefcase in Pulp Fiction for the prime example.
Oh, okay.
You see them all over works of fiction. Tender baby moment. Gooey, tender baby moment.
Bloody,
oh.
Icky.
Bloody, icky, gooey, tender
baby
baby's moment.
It's not like 20 pounds.
Yeah, that's true.
It is smeared with...
Back to the toy boat.
Hey, that set looks pretty good, though.
I'm just saying, in the establishing shot, it very well looks like it could have been done with the toy boat.
Yeah, but Lost has, like, you know, the GDP of China to work with for their budget. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
You're talking about those polar bears.
Yeah, I was going to say, the GDP of China and an old Apple II for the CG effects. You know what I mean?
Hey, at least the polar bears weren't actually green dots.
That's true.
If you say so.
Oh, man, it's like the hotels in Kissimmee St. Cloud.
God. I love this line.
It shouldn't still be there.
That's the one you practiced the night before in the mirror. That shouldn't still be there, damn it. That shouldn't still be there, damn
Who
it.
Who could that be? Who that mopping up my ship's flow?
Keep going with this line of joke, Dustin. This can only go well.
I've forgotten all of my my sixth grade peers who were girls, all the little rhymes and chants they do. It's supposed to be like something. It's me! It's me! And then I forget what comes after that, so I just...
Oh, shit!
Whoa, damn it! It's Michael!
Now, let me,
Mike is the fro!
Let me finish with these.
That's true,
chance.
He appears to have trimmed the old froski there.
That was the I'm going to kill you, bitch, stare.
That's true.
Why didn't you come back for us? It's really important to get those two hairs off of the blanket.
Yeah, I couldn't have her smoking. She needed to be doing something. Once again, Jin went out and got dinner. Man just knows how to get shit done.
I killed this for you.
Who am I kidding? I got takeout.
Go, stupid!
It turns out the hotel prices on the island are rather ridiculous.
You should see what the residents are charging. Shit.
Yeah. Does creepy island have a name yet? Or is it just the island?
The island, although somebody should have planted a flag and claimed it as their own.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I wonder whose jurisdiction it falls under.
Hurleyville.
You did that to that man.
No, he's talking about in the past. What happens when you read the subtitles out of context?
See, that's the thing with demonstrative adjectives. They seem pretty straightforward, but they can use to create some tricky syntax.
I actually like this scene because, I mean, we get to the inevitable TV magic answer. Right, but we get there in a way that, you know, it seems like they're actually real people.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, of course, you know, Sun pulls the old hormone lady there and changes her mind.
And this food you brought me is all wrong.
I need pickles and ice cream or something.
Where's the butterscotch dill pickle ice cream?
And the ketchup flavored potato chips. Foreshadowing!
up to and including death. Not that that's a hint or anything. English, please. Thank you. Now, was that so hard?
That was really unconvincing.
If your son isn't the first thing out of your mouth, yes, yes, it is. Yes,
yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes. Scientifically proven, yes. Can't be anything else. Yes. But no, she
does the shifty
a little
glance away.
Well, let me think about this. Well, you see,
sure, whatever.
Probability would, yeah, it's your baby. Shadowing. It's okay, sir. We'll fix your panda right up. Bring him this way to the animal ward. I need a pint of O-negative panda, stat!
This panda is feeling incredibly poorly.
This is where Ryan promptly said, "Oh yeah, they can't know each other off the island."
Ooh yeah, this one went right over my head. Thank you for telling everybody, Jesse.
That's okay. I missed the very first flash forward. I was like, how the hell did Kate and Jack know each other? And promptly felt like it.
See, you gotta recognize, they play the oh shit music when this happens. That little ding, ding, that means, haha, we fooled you.
Ooh, tell the story about this, Ryan.
Oh, so apparently this is the other Lostpedia nugget for the week. In J.J. Abrams' other movie, Mission Impossible 3, in the city of Beijing, there is a logo for Pike Automotive. The theory is that perhaps this meeting with the Chinese ambassador was how that that tie began. So if you really need to know all the minutiae of the Abrams-averse, you've got it.
Wow.
This is also where Ryan thought that he had left
Son. Seriously, guys, I got there. It just took me a while. I wonder who could be at the door.
What was the point of that lipstick? There was, like, no color change.
You don't understand women, Dustin.
True enough.
This is a deep, dark mystery filled with black magic.
It's Hurley time, ladies. The fragrance from men.
What was that about? Is anyone else coming?
Okay, well, what are his options? Jack's pretty much a douche. Saeed kills people. I mean, Kate? Does he really want to see Kate? And, you know, Kate also stole babies.
I totally thought this scene was leading up to Hurley and Son time.
Oh, man, that would be,
hot.
A new direction for Lost, absolutely.
Hot.
That's true. Okay, you know, Hurley, you're clearly rich enough now to afford a very nice suit. You know, you're well dressed up. Did you think about shaving? To go fly across the world.
See, that's the thing. He
maybe washing your hair.
He has enough money that he doesn't need to do those things.
It's true.
He can be his own man.
Okay, why would Hurley suggest that they go visit Jin's grave? Like, I understand, you know, how it works for dramatic purposes, but why do they need to... Why does Hurley recommend that?
Because Jin's not dead.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they were. That was one last let's milk... Jin not being dead for...
Yeah, I was gonna say, we need 5 more minutes on this episode, and haven't quite filled up the sappy quota.
The date on the tombstone, we might add, is the date of the crash.
Yeah, so we think, perhaps, that, I don't know, I guess the story is he died in the crash. However, that would cause a pretty big discrepancy with the age of baby.
So Jin killed... Did he, like, get in a duel? And they didn't want to explain how he actually died? Or?
Because, well, but the last episode we found out, or two episodes ago, or maybe three, we found out that 8 people survived the crash.
According to the story,
that's
yes.
That's right, because Kate had to rescue everybody.
So maybe Jin is one of the people they're explaining died on the island. And the grave, you know, whatever. He was in a friggin' plane crash.
It was probably put up.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. It would have been put up before.
Because they thought the plane was found.
This is a good point. The producer said it'd be great for dramatic effect.
I can't read that.
Hurley's just standing there thinking, God, this is awkward. Why did I suggest this? We could have just gone out for a sandwich.
Sexy time.
Oh, no, he's going for vulnerable son. That's what we're going to see next episode.
You know, I could pull out the grief counselor and make you feel all right.
Oh, God.
Wait, were those numbers not the numbers? How did that happen? Who okayed that prop?
Yeah. Anything with numbers on it needs to have the numbers on it.
That is an ugly baby.
I thought you thought Jen was attractive.
Alright, so overall we got one good reveal, one thing totally out of left field, a few good one-liners, and Hurley in a suit. Gets my stamp of approval there.
What more could you ask for?
Yeah. So tune in you know, next week. Oh, and I should mention, since you know we got here, all of our content is licensed by Creative Commons, meaning basically you can do what you want with it unless you want to make money off it, because then you got to give us a cut. If you want to know more about what that means, go to creativecommons.org.
And try to make money off it.
Peace.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's going to eat your eyes.